It is summer. There is no doubt about it. Warm day. People out and about, but hopefully the pets are indoors where it's cool. I always get bummed out when I see people out on a walk with the dog. You don't usually see people taking the cat for a walk, but it always bums me out when it gets this warm. It's too warm. Now, if a dog is laying in the shade and has plenty of cold water, fine. But out on the hot pavement, Lindsey Brown, I don't know about you, but it really does bum me out on these hot days.
Or just like particular breeds, I get kind sensitive about. I remember living in Las Vegas and there was people with huskies down there, and I just thought it was one of the cruelest things you could do because they didn't choose to be down here and in a climate that doesn't suit their needs or what's best for them. But yeah, today is just one of those days. I wouldn't even take my own body walk for outside, but we could be in Miami right now, which seems like it's hotter than hell.
Yeah, when they scheduled this World Cup, I know Miami is a site. They had the games indoors at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Good thing they were indoors. But tonight, Argentina and Switzerland play in Kansas City. And if you've ever been to Kansas City in June, July, or August, oh my. And Miami, no bargain. You can pretty much go to Miami year-round, and it's going to be really, really humid. And you have a couple of countries going at it just underway. 47th minute, Norway and England tied at one. England got a late goal. And then they almost made it 2-1, but it was ruled offsides. So Norway and England knotted at one. Argentina, once again, I would assume is going to be the big favorite against Switzerland in Kansas City tonight. But it is going to be warm at what they call Kansas City Stadium for the World Cup. I don't know if you saw this, Lindsey, but I got a kick out of this, that now the World Cup is winding down. They are headed for the semifinals and then ultimately the World Championship game in the Meadowlands. So the games are done at the home of the Patriots, Gillette Stadium, as we know it in the NFL. But it was, I believe, New England Stadium or Boston Stadium. I don't know what they called it. Doesn't matter.
Right, because they took all of the naming rights down, basically.
Yeah,
they had to neutralize
everything.
Yep.
Or covered it. And I saw this story, and it just stood out to me that they had to put tape because apparently Gillette Stadium is on every seat. I've never really looked that close. I've never been there. But I would assume interns trying to get into sports were assigned with putting tape on every seat at Gillette Stadium. And now they got to pull it.
There's no hustle quite like working in behind the scenes of professional sports hustle.
Yeah. Now have you ever had a gig like that? You know, where you it's like I'm in sports now and you're an unpaid intern and you just pretty much do stuff like put tape on seats. Or at the Wild games for the playoffs, they do those cool designs.
Yeah, the towels.
Where they put the shirts
stuff
on the seats or towels, and they create all this stuff. Now that there's someone directing them, but I would assume that's the interns putting that
monotonous
stuff
tasks like that are always really annoying when you do them, but when you're getting towards the end of your session, I start to get a little sad. I'm just like, I wasn't enjoying this 20 minutes ago, but now I would like to do this. Because it's once you get into a rhythm, like if you've ever had to fill up 400 or 500 water balloons before, once you get into a rhythm, it's real easy. But, yeah, I mean, I put stickers on stuff for the prep that we do for our summer camp at OS Hockey Training where, you know, we have almost 1,000 kids. And so we have all their bags with their jersey, their T-shirt, their sticker. And we want to put in the same part of the plastic bag every time. So when we grab it, it's consistent.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a level of attention to detail that very few possess.
Well, and I've been in the printing and mailing business full time for a long time. And we moved back to the cities and I was trying to get a radio gig. I got a job in the printing and mailing business. And I've done that full time ever since, and I've done radio part-time ever since. And this goes back to the late 90s. And when I started out in the letter shop. And you have machines that put stuff in envelopes, seal those up, put stamps on or postage, and then you tray it up and you mail it out. But if one goes bad, it's called outserting. There is machine inserting, but typically outserting is manual. And when you not only have trays, but skids of mail that need to be outserted, I think I'd rather be putting T-shirts on seats at Grand Casino Arena. That was never fun.
No, that's a management problem, but I'm sure you had to deal with the consequences.
Well, I'm not big time management, and I was one of the people doing it.
One of the chosen.
When I got started, and it is not fun, for sure. Some other headlines today: the Lynx win. And I'm going to give you a hint for Read and React, Lindsay.
Ooh.
That a question is related to this game, but that's all. And I know it's against the rules to give a hint, but I did anyway.
Okay.
And my apologies. Okay. But it is related to this game for Read and React later on in the show. But the Lynx, they win. They beat the Liberty. Caleb McBride, 25 points to lead the way. Olivia Miles came back. Certainly a big deal. 23 points in the game. Fee did not play. Natasha Howard, 16 points on 5 of 9. Courtney Williams had 12 in the game today. And the Lynx win. And they beat the New York Liberty 90-85 in front of a good crowd at Target Center. And then next door, the Twins beat the Angels on Hall of Fame Day. And terrific speech by Dick Bramer today. And I visited with Dick Thursday night when I was filling in for Henry Lake. And he gave us some hints on what he was going to get into today. But I'm sure a moment like that is extremely emotional. And Dick, and rightfully so, did get emotional. What a run. We heard the story in the cut in Al's News. 40 years on that job, a Minnesota guy, gets a TV gig, starts working with Harmon Killebrew, a legend, worked with a lot of greats, a long time with Burt Blyleven, Jim Codd along the way. But that is an amazing run in this business in one gig. It's extraordinary.
Absolutely. I don't think you'll ever see it again, just because the environment and the conditions that allowed that to happen just don't exist anymore. And, he was the voice of the Twins for when I was growing up. I mean, so many other people, when you're going for 40 years, you're practically the voice of the, you're just synonymous. And so I got to think the 40 years is a long, the days are long, but the years are short. I know that a lot of people say that about parenting, but then all of a sudden he blinks and, you know, he's at this end of this journey, right? And he's being recognized for that. And so I'm sure, like you said, it was very emotional and hopefully like humbling in the right way, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And it's a big moment and to be in the Twins Hall of Fame. And they always do such a great job with the video and the speeches and all the Twins Hall of Famers that are able to be there on the field, and it was a hot day. And it was one of those ball games where I would get a shot of, like, the bleachers and left and right, and these people just roasting in the sun. What was that like?
Lizard seshing, right?
Yeah.
There's some people that love that, Steve. They love just roasting themselves. They're like those chickens you get at the grocery store that's waiting for you at the front. They've been in there a while.
Yeah, the ones that just kind of go round and round.
Yeah, the ones where you put baby oil on instead of sunscreen. Don't do that, kids. Put on SPF at least 30. Just, you'll thank me later. And I'm the dermatologist, too.
But yeah, I was amazed by that. I caught a good chunk of the game on the radio, some on television. And I was not at the ballpark today. And the shots, upper deck can left, upper deck can right, down the left field line, and these people just hanging out like it's all good. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Nope. Those are the people that like to golf in Arizona during this time of year. You're like, how? Yeah. Why? I don't understand how that gets into anybody's genetics.
Or go to a World Cup match in Miami or Kansas City today. Wow,
that's
true.
They're
hardcore.
They're going to need to get IVs in the stands for the fans.
Yeah, they are. You brought that up before we went on the air after the ball game today. And you got to wonder. And it does get hot but it's not in England or in Norway. I mean,
not
they get some
close.
Hot days. They have summer. You know, there's no doubt about it. But it's not Miami. And these fans have been traveling around the States in some warm weather cities, and it has been hot here in the States. And you got to wonder how they've been handling it, because we've seen the stories, and you and I have talked about this, you know, the good, the bad, the ugly of the World Cup. And some of the feel-good stories are Europeans experiencing a Walmart super center.
Yep.
Or the gigantic truck stops like Buc-ee's, or eating Chick-fil-A, or going to In-N-Out, whatever.
Waffle House.
Yeah, that's another one.
God, I love Waffle
But
House.
You got to wonder about the heat at this time of year down there, and how they're dealing with it. Now we're talking about world-class athletes, and they have, you know, diet and hydration programs and rest programs. I mean, these are finely tuned athletes. They're in phenomenal shape. But, you know, the beer-guzzling spectators and supporters of these clubs, oof.
Oh, goodness. True. And then I wonder what the sunscreen situation are for these people as well. I mean, some of these guys have been here for the last 3 weeks, and so they've probably learned their lesson by now. They've had a couple of hangover days, and they've probably, you know, binged on all the hangover cures that we have now. Just a couple. Now, I don't know. The English don't really drink, at least not what I hear.
Not the English. Not the supporters.
The center of the empire don't have their own issues. But, yeah, it's just been fascinating. I believe that Norway just scored on kind of a tic-tac-toe rebound game, but Erling Haaland, who has quickly become America's darling from Norway, pushed somebody into the earth before that play was able to be completed. And so it looks like the goal has been wiped out. I'm sad about it. My Viking ancestry is sad about it, but I still have faith.
Yeah, and we had an English goal wiped out right before the end of the first half due to offside. So we're still 1-1, 58th minute down in Miami. Quick break, we'll come back. Wimbledon, there's golf overseas. The women are in France, the men are in Scotland. The Open Championship is next week. And one other note we want to get in later tonight. Soccer, the Aurora at Salmon Bay. It is a 9:30 start in Seattle. And this is really a good story. They're a little bummed that they weren't able to get a game at home out at their home pitch, TCO Stadium in Eagan, the home of the Vikings. So USLW League playoff tonight, semifinals against Salmon Bay. And once again, that is 9:30. But we'll talk a little Wimbledon and a little golf in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is a good idea to write it down.
That's what I
Very
do.
Very good idea. Yeah. All check final for the ladies at Wimbledon today. The gentlemen played tomorrow. I don't know. I think it's kind of cute. They still go by the ladies and gentlemen at Wimbledon. I don't know. It's tradition.
I'd say it's sexist, but I know that they get paid the same purse thanks to Venus Williams and all the fighting that she did during her career. So I will let it stand, Steve.
So you think that they should drop the ladies and gentlemen?
But then what are we going to use? And then what controversy boils from there, right? And then the whole world's going to spin off as access, and then it's too much change.
Yeah. There would be way too much debate. But all Czech final today. Linda Neskova wins today, 6-2, 5-7, 6-3. Meltdown in the second. And there's a great thing in the story about this. And it was early. That's why they call it breakfast at Wimbledon. Apparently, just a meltdown in the second, left the court, visited the restroom, and saw the trophies. The big one to the winner, the small one to the runner-up, and said, I want the big trophy, and came back and got it done in the third. That's a cool story and a cool quote. That's pretty good.
Amazing things are possible with a well-timed bathroom break. You never know.
Yeah. And, you know, and I always wondered about that because there have been some marathons over the years at Wimbledon, and you do see that, or it's kind of like, and you and I have talked tennis at that level, Grand Slam level. You and your opponent, center court, that's intense.
Yeah.
That's peak intensity.
Would you, as a competitor, I know that there have been rules that have laxed in recent years, such as like talking to your coaching box, having injury timeout, stuff like that.
No.
If you needed, say, an extra 5 minutes than was sanctioned, would you, as a competitor, be okay with it being the biggest game of your life and you choosing to, no, take some liberties? Would you feel like it's tarnished in some way? Would you be willing to take that chance?
No. If it's within the rules.
Sure.
You know, if you can take a break and it's like, if you can go use the restroom and maybe you really don't, you need a moment.
Yeah.
And it's within the rules, I don't have a problem. I think it would be the gamesmanship that kind of goes outside the scope of the rules.
Yep. That's what I mean. If you added a couple extra minutes on top of that bathroom break, which every human being should be allowed to take. I'm not here to like diminish people's championships because they had to do a human thing. But there is such a thing as like, oh no, my shoe's untied. I have to retie my shoe. You know, you can
exactly. Kind of the stall and so on and so forth. But you do see that in sports. And I think, The game you heard here on the radio today, there is that stall tactic, and it's pitching changes.
Yep.
Where, you know, you'll have the first mound visit, and they'll go out, and they'll talk about, hey, what are we doing for dinner later? And then the umpire, come on, break it up, guys, let's go.
Thanks, Joe Maddon. It's all your fault.
And then everyone walks really slow back to the dugout and gets position. And then a moment later, the manager will pop out and make the change, trying to give the guy warming up in the pen a little more time. So, you know, that's within the scope of the rules. So, outright cheating. But, yeah, I'm okay. And by all accounts, this was all on the up and up and legit. It just came on the heels of kind of an ugly collapse in set number two, but she bounced back and wins the title. And the gentleman will play tomorrow.
I
haven't paid a lot of attention to the championships this year.
Me either, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
And it's like, I usually get into it right around the 4th of July, because that's when I know, you know, it's a little bit more, it's a couple rounds in or just the start. But I just know there's a lot of people that went out early. And then I was watching, I know that Coco Gauff made a run into the tournament had before. I retweeted what she had to say after that defeat in the semifinals, which I thought was very well adjusted as a competitor and just giving respect to her opponent and enjoying the match. Even though you don't enjoy what the result is, you can take so much away from just an experience of a match. And I think we get so focused on the results that we lose out on that perspective. And so it was very refreshing. And she's not the only one that kind of has pushed back on some of these narratives. We've talked about several of these athletes. I mean, even watching like Erling Haaland with the Norwegian team, I'm going to watch you play if you're playing with joy. That's really the only thing I'm interested in sports
sure.
these days, because there's just too many hardos, Steve. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And it's funny you bring that up, because that's one thing that's drawn me to Anthony Edwards. And Ant played with a lot of joy, and there wasn't as much around the Timberwolves this season. And I hope they're able to capture that, because as a sports fan, people that play their games with great joy and seem to be enjoying what they're doing and understand that it is competition and there's a lot of money on the line and so on and so forth. But it is still entertainment, and it's so much better when the people seem to really like what they're doing. And that's one of the things that maybe about golf, there aren't enough people out there playing golf that look like they're having fun doing it. It looks like,
ooh,
you know, the drudgery of playing golf for a living is just too much to handle.
Right. Or this line is the most important. And it's hard when you're playing shot by shot. Every sport's sure. different. Like, that shot is the most important one of the day, right? Every time you step up to it. And so it's just not all sports have the environment that fosters it. But I would even say tennis is one of those sports, too. And so it's just, it's gone through a lot of changes in recent years, especially with the new era of stars. And it makes sense. These people have to find joy because they've been probably robo-athletes since they were six. And so you probably go through some sort of existential crisis just to keep going at 21, 22.
Yeah, and like I say, those ones that stand out that are having fun and have the ability to play at a high level and have fun with it is pretty cool. Golf, Scottish Open, the tune-up before the Open next week. They'll be at Royal Birkdale, the oldest championship in men's golf. Johnny Kiefer. Like I say, I follow golf. Don't know who he is. He's an American at 10 under par. I kid you not. Carl Vilps. He is an Australian, I believe. He's at 10 under par. And then a big group at 9 under par. And they were on the course. And then fog rolled in and they had to suspend play due to the fog. So,
not the fog.
Well, it is the Scottish Open. It is Scotland. You know, the fog rolled in. The Loch Ness Monster was out and about. You know, the
Nessie? The she was out?
Yeah.
Suppose it's that time of summer.
Well, when the fog comes out, the Loch Ness Monster is on the move.
Yeah. What a window.
Yeah. And then the Evian major on the LPGA Tour, Haeron Ryu from Korea, your leader by 3. And that is in France, and that's when Nelly Korda missed the cut, world number one. And, of course, we mentioned before the Twins game, Scottie Scheffler missed the cut at the Scottish Open. The first time in, like, 20 years, the men's and women's number one missed the cut in the same week. I think they'll be okay. I think Nelly and Scottie will be all right.
They wanted a long weekend. Why not? We all need
them. Yeah, take a break.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
I'm sick.
Yeah, they just missed a cut. It'll be okay. 5:35, we'll have the weather. The heat is on. And then we'll do read and react. Steve Kearney joins us before 6. By the way, Twins win, beat the Angels 5-3. The rubber game of the series coming up tomorrow here on the radio. News Talk, 830-WCCO. Bravo, Lindsay. Lindsey Brown here, Steve Thompson on a Saturday. Twins win, Lynx win, and the Aurora at Salmon Bay at 9:30. The one thing I have not figured out is that on TV in some way, shape, or form. Will I be able to watch that tonight? They're in the semifinals in their league playoffs. So we'll find out. All right, we better get into Read and React. Steve Kearney coming up. We'll go outdoors. I would assume the fishing is slowed down with the heat. We'll get the read on that from him. All right, read and react. I'll start, Lindsay. We'll do another lightning round. We'll go quick.
Got to do it.
All right, number one to you. The Lynx win today. They beat the New York Liberty in front of a nice crowd. Noon start at Target Center. And when they win at home, they do the electric slide. It's a kind of a cool tradition. Do you know how to do the electric slide?
Ooh, I do not. I do know how to do the cha-cha, though, with the cha-cha real smooth. That was you start learning those lessons in middle school, and I the electric slide was too much 80s for me, and I got off the floor, so sorry.
Yeah. I saw that. They had it highlights of the game and then them. And Fee was out there doing the electric slide, which is a sign she should be back soon.
Yep.
That's one I'm going to kind of do like Napoleon Dynamite. And in private, I'm going to learn the electric slide.
What a reference. Napoleon Dynamite. Absolute canon for the millennials and a little bit older. Good stuff.
Love Napoleon Dynamite.
It's great. It came out of nowhere, and there's been nothing like it since. If you had to pick an animated movie to nominate as best film of all time, what would you choose to put up?
The Toy Story films, just...
All of them?
I think... I don't know if it was two or three, but when the kid was growing up and
going
leaving the house and going to college,
that was three.
That just gutted me.
Yeah,
I was a mess. Yeah. I bawled in the theater.
Same. Sniffling like.
Oh yeah, yeah. It was like I needed more than a moment after that.
Andy was leaving for college. I was leaving
for
college.
So is it Toy Story 3?
That one was 3. I would put, if I had to pick a Toy Story, it would be 2. But 3 is a perfect movie to end on. And then they decide to ruin it by making 4, 5, and eventually 6.
It's money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have enough.
Number 2 to you. Your first paid job, W-2 income.
Ooh.
Like you needed to file taxes. You got paperwork. What was your first paid?
Definitely working at OS Hockey Training. I was thinking about it. Okay. In 2028, it'll be 20 years since I started working there. Because Winnie Broke Brown, who is the director of it, was nice enough to allow me to work instead of paying for my hockey. And so that was my first W-2, and I'm still loving it. So that's my first real job.
Cool.
Yep. What is something that you got in trouble for during the course of your childhood?
Oh, boy. I got in huge trouble. I would say I was probably 7. My brother was 5. And we had a buddy. And we were in a bit of a fight with a neighbor. Quick story here. And we had trikes, bikes, and big wheels. They were out of town, but they had just stained their deck. And their deck was right off the garage, so it was ground level. We took our bikes, our trikes, and our big wheels and drove all over it and put marks on it. We were in I thought I was going to Stillwater State Prison. I was in so much trouble. I thought I was doing hard time after that. I'm still ashamed
of
it this day.
You're still ashamed.
It was...
Because you know what the work is. You understand how much it takes to do something like that, and you just put your bike all over it. Wow.
Tears were shed.
Oh, I bet.
Threats were made. I was in major trouble. And see, I was the oldest. I was considered the ringleader.
Yeah, you're taking the brunt.
All right, number 3 to you.
It's you're asking me. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. Do you have a fear of flying? When you get on a plane, do you think, if I get there, a bonus, otherwise, this is it?
I would say no, but there have been a few instances with turbulence where I feel like I'm a little bit closer to the fate that is at the end of Yellow Jackets the beginning of Yellow Jackets, which is a great Showtime show that should be coming back on soon. But I what am I going to do? I try to sit in the back of the plane in case we do go down. And
you got a better chance back there.
Exactly, exactly. And so that's the best I can do. Other than that, you don't really have any choice in that matter. So at least it'd be quick, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be quick. It would be quick. All right, last one to me before we get to Steve Carney, who I definitely hung up on accidentally like 2 seconds ago. Sorry, Steve! What is the change, or what change was hardest for you to accept?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, mm-hmm. Lindsay, you really,
I'm in it.
Not the hardest to accept, but it was hard. First daughter was born, brought her home from the hospital, and it was kind of like, This is for real. And it wasn't, it was hard to accept because it was really the first time where it's like, now I really got to be an adult.
Sure.
You know, that I accepted it and I'm happy I'm a parent and all of that, but it took a while to grasp the scope of that job that I took on. So, yeah.
I hear that about number two for a lot of parents. It makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, read and react. Some good ones, Lindsay. You always challenge me.
That's what I do.
And and then I end up thinking about it for the next couple of days.
Good yes! work. Thank you.
12 minutes down in front of 6. Steve Carney takes us outdoors in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. We got a good outdoors. Steve Carney joins us. StepeCarneyOutdoors.com. It is hot. It is going to stay hot. And, Steve, I would assume this isn't helping the bite at all.
Well, good afternoon. I'm just cooling off, finally. Okay. Had a day on the water today with some clients, and it was good. I mean, I can't believe the fishing has really held up. But we had to kind of go to different tactics this morning, so to speak. Got on the water about 6:30. Really, this whole week's been kind of the same thing. Throwing hair jigs, basic, you know, jigs with no bait. And they were short striking, which, you know, people run into this all the time. They just kind of tap it, but they don't take it. So we switched to jigs with little spinners on them, little bladed spinners, silver spinners. And boy, do they love that. And that's what's kind of going on right now with the hot weather, and the water temperatures are almost up to 80, but they love that blade. They love the vibration. And that is really a big thing right now, is something that's active and, you know, vibrant and bright and vibrating. And we did really well today. So, that's the ticket, something that's, you know, very aggressive.
Yeah, and Steve, I would assume getting out there early, recreational boaters, warm water temps, the peak of summer. How long do you expect the bite to hold up with this heat lingering for a week, maybe longer?
You know, Steve, I don't know. And you know what's really kind of funny is the recreational people, it's so hot for them, they're not even out there. I was really surprised this morning. There was really nobody water skiing or jet skiing or anything. I think they're doing the same thing we fishermen are. It's like just kind of hanging tight because it's pretty nasty. And there was a good wind this morning out of the south. And, you know, I picked a bay that had wind blowing right in there, heavy, like 2 footers. And that is another key at this time of the year, is to go into those shorelines where the wind is blowing in. It's a little uncomfortable in the boat. And a little rough, but those fish will react to that wind blowing into the shoreline, and using an active bait with, you know, a spinner type bait. I pulled a rabbit out of my hat this morning. I was a little worried, but that's kind of what's happening right now. And, you know, most, you know, fishermen try to avoid the wind, and that's not really the way to go. They try to get away from it, get on the lee side of the lake. You know, not to get so beat up, but I'm telling you, this goes on all year. These fish are in areas where the wind is blowing in, and it can be uncomfortable, but they love that. I mean, that gets everything going. It gets the vegetation going, the bait fish going, and that's the place to be. And I think it'll be that way for quite a while.
And, Steve, what does the week look like for you?
You know, I don't know yet, Steve. I've got clients coming in Monday, Tuesday. They want to fish in the morning, play golf in the afternoon. And it's like, nah, I don't know about that afternoon. It's supposed to be heat advisories. And I told them we'll do golf in the morning, fish in the morning, but nothing in the afternoon. So that's kind of the way it is. And it looks like we're going to have this heat wave for quite a while. So, again, early in the morning, on the water by 5:30, 5:45, and then off by 10, 11 o'clock, and then you're fine.
All right, Steve, have a good week. Stay cool, hydrate, and we'll visit with you again next week.
Sounds great. And Gatorade is my friend, Steve.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, take care.
Yeah, and good old water is all right, too. Steve Carney joining us, StepeCarneyOutdoors.com. By the way, our outdoors coverage continues on Sunday. Rob Driesline from the Outdoor News has a great show every Sunday. He'll follow the Twins and the Angels in the final game of the three-game series and the final game before the All-Star break. And that's on the air between 5 and 6. Rob in the Outdoor News. A lot of great guests. Lots of great info here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And by the way, our sports coverage continues tomorrow morning. Corso on a Sunday. We really didn't have time to get into the whole LeBron James thing. I'm still not convinced. Even though it sounds like, yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to be Miami. It doesn't look like it's going to be Golden State. Jonathan Lowe threw out Philadelphia that he may go play with the 76ers. Some people say he's going to go back to Cleveland to close out his great career. And then there's some that are convinced it's a perfect fit. LeBron James to Minnesota. I don't know. Lindsay, any thoughts on LeBron James? I can't believe it.
I mean, do you want to leave an imprint on some of the most talented individuals in this next generation and possibly bring them into a new era of maturity that they wouldn't have reached otherwise, and then also deliver a potential championship to a community that's just as desperate as it was probably for the one that he already delivered for in Cleveland? I mean, why not?
You know, and LaMelo.
Yeah. Be kind of fun. Let the kids drive, you know, just hang out.
Yeah, I mean, they've certainly got the goods to be able to compete and potentially go on another run next season. Well, we'll see. Yeah, I still say Cleveland, but that's me. 89 degrees, south winds at 9, low tonight 73, high tomorrow 93. Our Twins coverage begins at a high noon. Big thanks to Lindsey Brown. Big thanks to you for tuning in. Stay cool. News.